you ever have trouble being patient with God? You've been praying for a certain situation for quite a long time and nothing has changed. You may be thinking, I wish God would hurry up. You're beginning to wonder if he's really listening. And if he is, then why doesn't he answer? The Bible gives us light on that question. Romans 8:25 says, if we look forward to something that we don't yet have, we must wait patiently and confidently. Hebrews 10:36 says that if the answer doesn't come immediately, patient endurance is what you need now, so that you will continue to do God's will. Then you will receive all that he has promised. Perhaps you notice two little words that are in both of those verses, the word patient and patiently. Not our favorite words. Most of us really aren't interested in getting patience. We want the answer. Besides, how do we get patience? The Bible says tribulation works patience. Tribulation? I want an answer to my prayer, not more trouble than I already have. But you see, God's timetable is entirely different from ours. The Apostle Peter tells us that one day is as 1,000 years with the Lord, and 1,000 years as one day. So, be patient with God. After all, he is very patient with us. Psalm 37 says, be still in the presence of the Lord, and wait patiently for him to act. Again, in another psalm, he repeats those words, yes, wait patiently for the Lord. Take heart. As my husband says, God is seldom early, but he is never late. He is always right on time. For the Lord is a faithful God, said Isaiah. Blessed are those who wait for his help.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.